Hello. This is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 133. I'm finally back out on the airwaves after taking a week off there. Just got into one of those particular spots where I didn't have anything scheduled, and I just thought I'd take a little time off to recharge the batteries, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm back, and I'm really looking forward to this episode because we're going to talk about an annual event that I have been a part of. And I'm very proud to be a part of it. And I'm talking about the Dustin Batdorf Invitational. It's the sixth annual Dustin Batdorf Invitational, which is going on this weekend. We like to call it the DBI 6. And coming on the PVD cast to talk about it is the OCW, Ohio Heritage Champion, No Shame Jimmy Shane. He's going to be a part of it. And he's going to come on and talk a little bit about what you can expect at the event. And you know what? This event is great because it's an opportunity for people like myself, people like Jimmy, to take our talents and to give back to the community, because all of the proceeds for this event go to Solace of Stark County. And that great organization works with all of the families impacted by the opioid epidemic here in Ohio. And it's a great opportunity for me to give back a little something, you know, to use my talents for good. And the man behind it, Juice Jennings, he puts it on every year. And I told him, hey, man, it doesn't matter how many wrestling shows I'm working or where I'm working. You have a DBI, I'm going to be there. And I'm really happy to be part of it this weekend. And let me tell you all about it. It's happening October 14th. It's going to be at the Rock Gym and Activity Center in Canal Fulton, Ohio. The doors open at 5. The wrestling matches start at 7, but there's also going to be food, raffle prizes, a costume contest, so a little bit of everything happening there at the Rock Gym and Activity Center. And if you need information, all you got to do is check out the Facebook page. That's, of course, facebook.com/Dustin Batdorf Invitational. You can check them out on Twitter at @DBI_wrestling. And if you didn't catch that, I've made it real easy for you. All you got to do is go over to the links page, or the link section, I should say, excuse me, on the PVDcast page, which, of course, is PVDcast.com. So before Jimmy and I start talking about the DBI, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, or your Kindle. And for you, the listeners of the PVD cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're into. If you're talking about fiction or nonfiction, if you're talking about a biography, a mystery, a book about sports, military history, whatever it is, they have the book for you. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. And with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'm back with No Shame Jimmy Shane talking about the DBI. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this installment of the PVD cast. I'm sitting down with the man that is the current reigning OCW, Ohio Heritage Champion, No Shame, Jimmy Shane. Jimmy, how are you doing this evening?
Not too low, like you said. I'm still Ohio Heritage Champion, so I can't complain too bad.
No, you cannot. So you're joining me here tonight to talk about an event that both of us have been a part of for many, many years. It's the Dustin Batdorf Invitational. It's the sixth annual. We're calling it the DBI 6. So what's it mean to for you to be a part of the DBI?
This is my favorite show to be a part of every year because it's special. It's not just going out there and wrestling for me or the fans. It's wrestling for a good cause. And don't get me wrong, I still wrestle for me. I still wrestle for the fans. But it feels amazing to donate my time and what talent I may have to this great cause, you know, and try to raise awareness. And, you know, Juice is one of my best friends, and I remember how hard his family got hit by this tragedy, and I don't want to see anybody else go through it.
That's true. You know, just to recap again, and I'll try to do it justice, it was, what, about 6-7 years ago that, unfortunately, mm-hmm. Dustin Batdorf fell into the cycle that many people have fallen into here in Ohio. You know, having some pain pills, and then that quickly escalated into a heroin addiction that unfortunately took his life. And, you know, I know that Juice Jennings always says, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, this addiction doesn't know if you're white or if you're black, if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're a lawyer or you're a person that works at Walmart. It knows no boundaries, and it impacts every single person.
Yeah, it's like, I remember being, because when everything happened with Dustin, it was when Juice and I's friendship was really happening, you know, like,
yeah.
And so I was there with him, and I remember hearing him talking about, like, yeah, there's something up with my brother, and just watch the whole process of it, and I hated seeing him go through it.
Yeah, and it's devastating. It's devastating, and I totally agree with you as well. I think that this is a great show to be a part of, and I always feel so blessed to give my talents to something. It's my way of giving back to the world, as cliche as that sounds. But, you know, every little bit helps when it comes to this particular epidemic that is just ravaging not only the state of Ohio, but many other cities and states and communities in the United States. But let's talk for a minute real quickly that this year the DBI has changed venues and changed dates as well. It is going to be at the Rock Gym and Activity Center in Canal Fulton, Ohio. And I know, Jimmy, you're excited that it's in Canal Fulton. And would you like to tell the listeners why you're so excited for that?
Canal Fulton's my hometown. Like, all the DBI always feels like it's my hometown because Jackson Township was right down the road from where I live anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's another sign of how close the new venue is. It's, you keep going down Portage, the same street that you would go down to get to the venue, and then just take a right and you're there.
Yes,
it's a new venue, and it's in my hometown.
That's right. It's at 709 Elm Ridge Avenue in Canal Fulton. And so you're obviously very stoked to be performing at the DBI.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to find a way to wrestle in my hometown for years, and now I'm finally getting that opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit about some of the matches here, including your big matchup that you have with Derek Direction in a minute. But I want to just highlight a few other things here. Of course, the DBI not only is just professional wrestling, but a lot of other things. There's going to be raffle prizes going on, costume contests. There's going to be food there. Doors open at 5 p.m. I believe that seating for the wrestling event will start at 6. 7 is yep. when the matches kick off. And Jimmy, the nice thing that I just read here not more than a day or so ago is that veterans get in free now.
Yep, kids and veterans will get in free. It's a great way that the DBI... Everyone's given so much to DBI. Now the DBI is giving back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I even saw a photo on the Facebook page that there's a giant bulletin or giant billboard. I almost said bulletin board. Billboard out there on the highway as well promoting the show. And hopefully that gets everybody to come on in.
Yep. I actually just drove by that the other day and got to see my face real big up on the screen.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, we had it last year.
Oh, did
so
you?
Last year
okay.
was a bit cooler. Yeah. But we were out to dinner with my family, and my brother had his girlfriend there, and I was like, hey, look, kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You let that go to your head, didn't you?
It was just a little, not as much as Robbie Starr did, but we won't get into that.
No, we won't get into that at all. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great event. Let's talk about, real quickly, Solace of Stark County, which all the proceeds to this great event is going to Solace. And, of course, Solace of Stark County is a support group to help the survivors who have lost loved ones to drug and alcohol addiction, or I guess you could say some of the side effects of this epidemic, suicide, violence, incarceration, you know, all those things go hand in hand when you have an addiction problem. And Solace of Stark County, you know, is making it their mission to try to help those individuals that are in this scenario. So all the proceeds go to Solace. It helps fund that program for the calendar year. And, you know, there you go. If you needed another reason to come on out this Saturday night to Canal Fulton and check out the show, there you go. There you go. Your money is going to something that is very, very good for our community.
Yep. And I'm the first DBI actually was the funds to start up Solace of Stark County.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I actually heard this year they've just added a second meeting in Stark County. So now there's two meetings. So, and DBI is the only fundraiser that Solace does all year. So that's really showing you where the money's going.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that unfortunately I don't have the information here. I know that there might be some folks that are listening to this podcast and say, how can I help out? You know, I'm going to say the best thing you can do is go to the Solace of Stark County Facebook page and contact Dale through that. If you're somebody that's like, I'm in Toledo or I'm in Columbus or I'm in Cincinnati, I want to help out some way, maybe send some money or something like that, get in touch through their Facebook page, because that would be the best way if you're interested to get in touch and find out what you can do to help. Well, let's talk a little bit about the matches here, and then we'll get to some of the other preliminaries. I know there's some ticket outlets that I got to talk about, as well as this year's t-shirts, but let's talk about it. You got a big match, No Shame, Jimmy Shane. You're going to be taking on Derek Direction, and this is going to be kind of an interesting matchup because you guys have kind of a similar style a little bit in the ring.
Yeah, Derek and I remember years ago when he and I hadn't met yet, but everyone kept telling the two of us, like, you two need to meet. You two were very similar. Like, they thought we were going to hit it off. But last year at the DBI, were you there, John?
I was there, my friend. You don't remember yesterday? Last year was my big snafu. You don't remember this. Okay, let's break kayfabe. Let's talk about it. In the Rumble that I accidentally met.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't make too many mistakes. But I made a mistake there, and I was kind of bummed about that. I was really, really kind of bummed about that.
See, now, that's why I forgot, because I knew there was a mistake, and I didn't think John Orlando would make a mistake.
Oh, no, my friend. Oh, no. So, Derek Direction has a guest with him, or I guess a manager now, Mr. D. What do you know about this mysterious man?
Mr. D, he's exactly that. He's an enigma. He's this mysterious. He's a giant. He's huge. I don't know why Derek's fighting me. This guy might want to get in there and try to tangle with me a little bit, but I've got a few things, tricks up my sleeve.
Well, funny you mentioned that, tricks, because this has been billed as a trick or treat match, and I'm going to be honest, I don't even know what that is. So you want to tell the listeners at home, what is a trick or treat match?
So, given the Halloween theme and the Halloween spirit, there will be... In each corner of the ring, there will be a jack-o'-lantern. And inside the jack-o'-lantern will be either a trick or a treat, which can be used in the match. Anything that is involved in those jack-o'-lanterns is legal in this matchup. So who knows?
You don't know what's going to be in there. You won't know until your hand goes in that particular contraption before you know what it is. Huh? How do you prepare for something like that, Jimmy?
I've been watching a lot of horror movies.
Really? Okay.
Yep. I've been brushing up on everything Halloween.
Okay.
Lots of Casper the Friendly Ghost cartoons.
Okay.
Just getting ready, and, you know, I'm doing everything I can, and I don't know if we're allowed to do this, but I think we can make some breaking news right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because it's not just me versus Derek Direction with Mr. D at ringside, but there's going to be a special guest referee.
Oh, no. Is there? Who is going to be the special guest referee? Can you divulge that information?
Someone I know very well.
Uh-oh.
Someone I've had problems with plenty. Marquis Mikey D.
Oh, really? Wow, the returning Marquis Mikey D is coming. Wow. There you go. If you need another reason to come to the show, there you go. I mean, Mikey D don't come around very often, but he's going to be there as a special guest referee. Oh, man. That's
hope I don't get in trouble for announcing that.
Well, hey, man, you know, that's what the PVD cast is all about. It's about breaking news, man. It's about breaking news.
Robbie Starr is already going to be mad at me that I made fun of him.
Well, there you go. All right, let's talk about a couple of the other matches, because even though, you know, you're not involved in these, Jimmy, you do have a pretty keen eye for talent. A lot of these individuals you know firsthand. Of course, we're going to have the DBI Rumble as well, but we have a interesting tag team match that is signed, as Gino DiCapo and Grant Andrews are going to team up to take on Electric Jake Ely and Chuck the Truck Morris.
That's what a match I'm looking forward to.
I was going
to
say, what are your thoughts on that?
So those four men are the four graduates from OCW's new training academy, Spinebuster University.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the pleasure of being in there with, I've wrestled Grant a little too much lately. I'm kind of sick of Grant. This will be your first time meeting a lot of them. And Grant, he's an egomaniac. Hey, I can't stand Grant Andrews. Nobody can. Gino DiCapo doesn't like Grant Andrews.
Wow. Wow. So nobody I wonder how those two are going to get along in this tag match.
Well, they want to win. That's the trick.
Okay. All right.
But.
Go ahead.
Jake Ely and Chuck Morris are owed a future OCW Tag Team Championship match. So they need to make sure that they can work as a tag team, and I think DBI is a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, most definitely. It should be interesting. And you know, I've had the opportunity to meet all four of those gentlemen when I stopped by the OCW arena. And, you know, they're all very talented individuals, so it certainly should be a very good tag team match. Let's talk about a four-way scramble match that's going to have some, some individuals in this particular four-way scramble that are, well, some of them are new faces and some of them are returning faces. We got Joshua Bishop taking on Louis Perez, taking on Flyin' Ryan Burke, taking on Chase Aarons. What are your thoughts about the four-way scramble? And Jimmy, who do you think's coming out on top?
Oh, I'll get to that later, but I'll talk right now. So I like that this match, this could steal the show. All four of these guys have the potential. Louis Perez, I believe he's the only one who has actually competed at the DBI in the past, but this is his first match. He's usually just been in battle royals, and now he's finally getting an opportunity, and I know he's going to make the most of it. And Ryan Burke, that's somebody that I've known for years, and I'm excited to see that he's finally going to take part in the DBI, and I'm excited to see what he can do. But then there's Chase Aarons, who is making his return to professional wrestling on this night. He took some time off earlier this year, and he's coming back just for the DBI.
And don't forget, if I remember correctly, Joshua Bishop is a gentleman that just a few years ago was sitting in the crowd at the DBI, and now he's going to be participating in this scramble match.
Yeah, I believe just last year, Joshua Bishop is real new to this wrestling business, but everything I've heard about him is he could be the one to pull out the victory.
So you going on record, you're saying Joshua Bishop?
I'm going to say, here's why I'm going to give Joshua Bishop the advantage in the victory.
Okay.
Because he lives right down the road, and I live right down the road. So if he has hometown advantage, then that means I'll have hometown advantage and I'll win. Right? Isn't that how that works?
I think that's how it works. That's how it's supposed to be. Home field advantage, home ice advantage, or hometown advantage. You're going to have the people behind you, no doubt. Let's talk about another matchup, and you talked about this man before, Robbie Starr. He's going to do battle with Benjamin Boone.
I hope he knows that I was kidding earlier. Yeah. Robbie Starr, him and I have a long history. You know that. Everybody at the DBI knows that. Just 2 years ago, him and I were the final two at the DBI.
Correct.
When, you know, I won. But we won't get into that.
Do you think's coming out on top with this one? Because, you know, Benjamin Boone is a big, strong, very powerful wrestler. Both of these men have been around for a long time. They both know all the tricks of the trade. So who do you think's going to come out on top?
It's going to be very interesting. I believe this is the first time they've met in singles competition, Robbie told me.
I believe that is accurate. I believe they have not faced each other in a one-on-one matchup before.
But I've got to go with Robbie. I know all the tricks he's got up his sleeve, and I know that he can pull out a victory. And I'm going to keep going with the theme. Robbie just moved to Canal Fulton. So, hometown hero. Boom. All of us.
All right.
We're going to celebrate.
There you go. We also have another tag team match. The PM Experience taking on the Peak of Perfection. And got to be honest, these are two teams that maybe not a lot of people are familiar with, but Jimmy, why don't you tell us a little bit about these two tag teams?
So the Peak of Perfection, they're just formed in the past few months, and they are the professional Brandon Fields and the elite athlete Flex Jordan. They've got all the tools to take over wrestling. Just together they could, who knows, the sky's the limit for those two. But I really like the two guys who are across the region from them, the PM experience, Philly Marino and Marino Tenaglia. Those guys, I've been on one or two shows with them. I want Philly Collins to be my best friend, if I'm being honest. Philly, if you're listening, can we be friends?
Do you really, just really friends, not Facebook friends, none of that, like literally like bros?
Yeah, I want him to come down and hang out with me. He's not holding. I want to party with him.
All right, so that's going to certainly be an interesting matchup between those two tag teams. Who do you think might come out on top?
As much as I want to go with my new best friend Philly Collins, I think Peak of Perfection have it.
All right, and we got one big match that's got a lot of history behind it. We have Dark Star Matt Taylor is going to be taking on Juice Jennings. And it in and itself, this match has got a lot of eyes looking at it because of the antics of one Juice Jennings from OCW. So, Jimmy, there's a special wrinkle to this match, if you will, or stipulation. What is that stipulation?
The ringside enforcer is a local DJ from the number one radio station in Northeast Ohio, WRQK, Rock 106.9. I had to think there for a second. That's Matthew Fantone.
And
Matt, him and Juice.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't get along, do they? Matthew and him do not get along.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah.
But it's the DBI. And I think you know as much as I do, don't count against Juice Jennings at the DBI.
Well, that is true. That is very accurate. So there you got the rundown, ladies and gentlemen, of all the matches that are going on. And as you can hear, it's a pretty stacked card, so you should certainly come on out. But let's talk about something else that, dare I want to say, it's a tradition at the DBI, and that is the T-shirts. This year's T-shirts have a special design, and actually every year they have a special design. Jimmy, do you want to talk about the significance of the T-shirts each year?
So Dustin was a huge Cleveland sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, so we try to, every year it's based on a different Cleveland sports team, or the fourth DBI was based on the Jackson High School where he went to high school. And this year it's Cleveland Cavaliers inspired.
Yes, it
and
is.
It looks really nice.
Yes, it's very much the gold and the wine color. It's mm-hmm. it's pretty sharp looking, ladies and gentlemen. So you see some of those around town, I mean, they're going to stand out most definitely.
I actually had a girl text me last night asking
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought this was going to be one of your accolades.
Well, I'll keep it PG.
Okay.
This.
All right. Go ahead.
She was telling me, she's like, was it supposed to look like the Caps logo? So I was like, every year is supposed to be a different sports team.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, what are you talking about? And she's come to the DBI every year.
Oh my goodness.
And I sent her pictures and she was like, oh, I get it.
Oh man. All right, well, let's talk here real quickly as we're going to wrap up here. The pre-sale tickets, ladies and gentlemen, for this event are available at Peace, Love, and Little Donuts in Canal Fulton. They're for $12. Night of the show, they're $15. Kids get in free. Veterans also get in free. The official after party will be happening in North Canton at the Quaker Steak and Lube. And there's a whole bunch of wonderful sponsors as well. There's so many of them. I don't want to name them all, but definitely if you can come on out this Saturday night, the Rock Gym and Activity Center, 709 Elm Ridge Avenue in Canal Fulton. As I said, the matches are going to kick off at 7 p.m. Let's talk about the social medias here real quick. Of course, more information is available at the Dustin Battendorf Invitational Facebook page. And as I mentioned, there's actually a link right off pvdcast.com for that in case you didn't catch that or whatnot. And you can also follow on Twitter at @DBI_wrestling. And Jimmy, before we go, let's talk just a little bit about you for a moment, because I think the last time that you were on this beloved podcast, you hadn't had a sudden change of heart, so to speak, when it came to your character in professional wrestling. So how you like him being cheered by the fans instead of jeered by the fans?
It's weird. It's very weird. I'll be honest with you, John. I still cheat. I still play by my own rules.
Yeah.
But now I'm just doing it against people that people like or dislike more than they did me.
All right. And you have become, by now, the longest reigning Ohio Heritage champion. Am I correct on that?
I am the longest reigning champion in OCW history, period.
Ooh, wow.
I'm on the road to 1,000 days as OCW Ohio Heritage Champion.
Wow. That is one for the record books, and it doesn't look like anyone's going to stop you and take that belt from you, huh?
Well, I'll be honest. Jackson Argos was trying really hard.
Yeah?
He was trained by Lance Storm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and he was kind of the catalyst for the change in the crowd's reaction to me.
Oh, my.
We are paired up in this title tournament, and he came out first, and the crowd just booed him. I came out. I didn't have to do anything. I just came out in the entranceway, and they started cheering me. It was weird.
Huh. Well, nonetheless, you are still the Ohio Heritage Champion, and you know, you've had a lot of success in OCW, so without a doubt, I'm sure you'll continue having lots of success. So with that, is there anything else you want to talk about real quick? Jimmy, whether it's OCW, whether it's the DBI, anything else?
Well, I feel like I should mention that I have this giant show with DBI on Saturday.
Sure.
But then Sunday in Lima, Ohio, for War Wrestling, I'm taking part in the massive King of War tournament. I'm kind of all over tournaments this weekend.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And that's going to be up in Lima, Ohio at the Lima Convention Center, correct?
Yeah, the Veterans Memorial Civic Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
It's this big venue, and this is a huge step for War Wrestling, and I'm proud to be part of it, and I'm proud to be such a big part of it, to be in this inaugural tournament.
Gotcha. Where could fans get some more information about that show? Just going to warwrestling.com?
Yeah, warwrestling.com, and they can search up War Wrestling on Facebook.
Well, there you go. All right, what's your favorite memory of the DBI so far? I mean, there's been six of them. I know there's a lot of stuff that's gone on in the long history of the DBI, but what's your favorite memory?
It's funny because now he's going to be the special referee in this match, but my one-on-one match with Marquis Mikey D at DBI 3, that was a special one. I'll always hold on to that match.
Yeah, and it was certainly an entertaining one.
And that shows Derek that he is an impartial referee, because Mikey D and I, we've had beef for years.
Indeed you have. Well, with that, Jimmy Shane, is there any particular social medias you'd like to plug real quick?
You can find me at Jimmy Shane on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Bumble, whatever you want to find me on.
Bumble? What the hell is Bumble?
It's the new dating app. It's the cool one. Don't go on Tinder anymore.
Oh, well, see, I did not know that. Now I learned something. Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Anyways, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the DBI this Saturday, October 14th, the Rock Gym and Activity Center, Canal Fulton, Ohio. Go to the Facebook page, Dustin Batdorf Invitational, or just go over to Twitter at DBI_wrestling. Jimmy, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, John.
All right, with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I will be back to wrap up this episode. So stick around. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Dustin Batdorf Invitational, the sixth annual event, is going on this weekend, October 14th, at the Rock Gym and Activity Center in Canal Fulton, Ohio. It's located on 709 Elm Ridge Avenue. The doors will open at 5. Seating starts at 6. The wrestling match will start at 7. Vets get in for free. There's also going to be food, raffle prizes, costume contest. All the information that you need to know for this great event is located at the Facebook page for the Dustin Batdorf Invitational, and that's, of course, facebook.com/Dustin Batdorf Invitational, or you can follow them on Twitter at DBI_wrestling. Since we're talking about social media, I'm going to tell you where you can get in touch with me if you would like to. You could shoot me an email. Simply compose one to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. And you can leave me a message on Facebook for the PVDcast page, which, of course, is facebook.com/PVDcast. And don't forget, as if you need any reminders of where you can get this great podcast, there are 7 different ways. First, the online home of yours truly, PVDcast.com. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, and the Echo Network. So pick whichever way is easiest for you to hear the PVD cast. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop, so I will chat at each and every one of you later. And until then, stay righteous and stay independent.